What's up, everybody? This is the WrestleHolics Podcast. I'm Drew.
DC Hendricks.
Manny T's back.
Hey!
Let's go.
Yeah. Let's go.
All right, man. This has been the WrestleHolics Podcast, and we'll get with y'all next week.
Peace out.
Catch y'all later.
Peace out.
Man.
Welcome back, Manny.
Missed it. Oh, it feels great. It feels great to be back here with y'all.
All right, so we got to start off, though, the merch. We got to talk about the merch. So, inform the audience what you're wearing right now so we can make our voice of the show upset to start the show so we can get a good episode in.
So I got I call them the bubblegum Bret Hart sunglasses on today. Along with the
fire, though.
Along with the happiest faction in the WWE right now, the LWO.
You're right about that, about the happiest fraction of them all. So let me just be honest, man. Today is like one of them days where I've just been pissed off the whole day. And Manny had said something like, he was like, "Yo, man, Andrew, you gonna like what I got on today?" And when he said it, I was all, like I said, I was already pissed. I was finna text him like, "Hey, man, if it's like a joke or something, I'm not in the mood." But I forgot to text it to him, so I'm walking in here, and I heard somebody like, "Yo, Bowie," and I looked, and I was just like, "All right, bro." Just like I was done with the day when I seen him with the LWO shirt. I was like, "All right, bro, I get it." Skip y'all.
Hey, like the Rock said, I got something that you're gonna like.
I like it though. Straight to Drew, man.
It wasn't even
like
a real. I'm pissed off. It's not even real LWO. A real LWO, you got the Mexican flag on it, man.
I'll go get the devil horns for next week.
Oh my God. So annoying, man. Like, you could at least have the actual.
It ain't even the Mexican flag either. That's what upsets me. It's Puerto Rican, bro. Man.
I hate this version of LWO.
Like, it's so confusing.
Yeah, it's just. Like, why?
Oh, man. What a way to come back.
Let's go.
Even when they come in the entrance, man. Y'all about to have me so mad. It's like, even when they come in the entrance, I'm just like, all right, bro.
I know that.
Channel change.
Their entrance is way too poppy for me.
Yeah.
Like, literally.
That's literally what Drew
was
talking
about. We need that raw, like, West Coast.
Yeah.
I need a trumpet in the background.
Trumpet.
That's what you. Dun, 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 dun.
We need that mariachi.
Man, I need that music back. I don't know.
And they don't even ride lowriders.
No.
They don't got nothing. They just walk.
No button-up flannels. No bandanas. No dickies.
Something else they're missing, too. Like, I don't want to keep attacking them, but, like, I didn't mean to, like, make this a big discussion, but, like, they need, like, somebody big. Like, I feel like they're missing, like, somebody intimidating. Like, Rey Mysterio, Carlito.
He can't help that he's 5'4", all right?
Yeah, like, I mean... Get somebody intimidating too, though. Like,
I never thought Carlito was. I didn't think he was required, but I was like, I guess so. Now I'm like, heck, they let all nations in. Hey, I think I got a chance.
next thing you know, they're gonna have a Haitian flag on the LWO. Trick Williams over here.
Shame is about to be an LWO next, man. Oh man, I hate this version, bro.
Yes, destined to have a great episode.
Hey, while we attacking people, what's up with this Candice LeRae wanting to take shots at Maxine?
Man.
I mean, we started off, so let's just keep going.
Yeah, yeah. No, 100%.
She is in no position to take shots like that.
Nah, I mean, to go as far as to say, you know, your brother, if he was still alive.
Right.
And bringing him up, and also, like, saying that you don't belong here, like she's like this top tier wrestler. Like, what are you talking about? Like,
what's she accomplished?
Yeah, like,
did she win a title in NXT? Oh, she did. She did. I think.
I don't know.
You got to think about it. See,
yeah, but you got to think about it. Like, where's your
like
relevancy?
I know Indy did, but like, I don't know if Candice did or not.
Like, where's your relevancy to be making?
I feel like that storyline was kind of just, that was harsh. Mm-hmm. I read some of the comments on it. I know some people was joking around. Well, not even joking around. They were serious when they said this. They were like, oh, you guys won't survive back in the Attitude Era. I mean, yeah, we get it, but this ain't the Attitude Era. This would sound a little different. It's like, we know how these writers are.
Yeah.
And them, how they... It was cringeworthy, put it like that. Every time I had looked, I was like, I'm usually for the jokes. I don't even care if it's real or not, but that was one where it made me uncomfortable. I was like, what was the purpose of that?
I had to watch it like 3 times to really like digest what she was saying. Because at first it was like that shock, like, oh, she's really going at her. And then like I started listening to what she was saying, and I'm like, wait a second. Why are you saying this? Mm-hmm. What have you done in the past year, past 6 months? Maxine got with Alpha Academy and has... You know, I don't care what anyone says. She's gotten tenfold better in her wrestling. Mm-hmm. I mean, since she was, what, the maximum male model's little valet to now she's over here shooshing people and actually doing stuff.
I think it was a couple weeks ago, I think I said something. It was the Royal Rumble. That's where I complained the most. But as you guys see afterwards, I just didn't care afterwards. It wasn't a big deal, but I don't know. It's just weird.
I'm sure this is my thing with it. Like, I'm sure they presented this to Maxine before they did this. Like,
yeah.
I'm sure this ain't something that they just sprung on her because it's serious, right? You're bringing up her brother. Like, I'm sure that's not something that Candace is just bringing up out of nowhere. And like, and also they're friends outside of wrestling. So like,
okay,
to take that into consideration too, I think it's just, so I'm weird with this, like, and a little bit different than y'all. While I agree that she definitely is not the one in the position to call anyone out on their wrestling ability, mm-hmm. I like it because she's been showing for the last couple of weeks that she's going heel and, like, a new route. Like, this is obviously is new to okay. Candace being this new, tough, and I call her cruel Candace. Because okay. she's been like this for a couple of weeks. Like, she's even been talking shit to Indy, talking shit to everyone in the women's Raw division. She's tired of being nice.
So she getting rid of that little poison
she's getting
pixie?
Tired. She's getting tired of that. And so this new rough edge, like, she ain't playing games no more. So at the same time, I think this is going to bring out more out of Maxine because now, you know, it's bringing light to that she maybe doesn't have the greatest wrestling ability, but now she's going to work twice as hard and to be a better wrestler. And then also you get a, you know, a new heel in Candice LeRae at the same time.
So is it more like her basically calling Maxine soft?
Basically.
And pointing out that, you know, this generation is just that. It's a generation of softness, mm-hmm. you know, S-A-W-F-T.
Right. I think that's
what I see what you did there. I had to spell it out in my head. I was like, yeah, oh, that promo. Oh, dang, I missed it. So that was on me.
Took a second to
get that one in there.
Oh, man.
Bada boom.
Man, so we're going back to WrestleMania season.
We're here.
We are. 3 weeks? Back. 2 weeks? 3 weeks.
Wow.
3 weeks, bro. 3 weeks.
Wow. That's not a lot of time.
Mm-mm.
I don't know. Maybe WrestleMania seemed like further along. Maybe because we've just been podding for a whole year. So the closer they get, it seemed like time is going slow. It's like when you're at work and you just be like, man, any time now.
You get stuck in that everlasting hallway.
Yeah, exactly.
Dang, it's only one? For like,
I think I was watching a promo with, it was Becky and Rhea
mm-hmm.
For Monday Night Raw. And I was just watching her come down to the ring. I'm like, man, it's about to be some weeks till you wrestle again, huh? And then the crazy part is she was getting on Becky about, oh, why are you proving yourself? Right. why are you trying to prove yourself? I'm like, hey, Becky ain't got nothing else to do either. Becky ain't about to sit.
She made a good point, though. If you listen to her promo, she mm-hmm. says, why are you putting yourself through this and putting everything you got into every match knowing that you have the biggest match coming up?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then turns around in the training room is like, oh, last woman standing match, Nia Jax. Like, you gonna die.
Yeah, I was like, why y'all keep giving her these crazy matches?
Well, you wanna go into this match broken?
Yeah. So, I reached the conclusion. I'm gonna see what y'all feel about this. So, like, I feel either they're building her up so high to make it believable that she beats Rhea, or they're giving her an excuse, like Rhea said, of why she doesn't beat Rhea.
Hmm.
I think it's one of those two.
I could see that. I can really see that.
And it's like, because, I mean, none of these matches, the only match that really meant anything, mm-hmm. like, I see why they did Liv Becky mm-hmm. on Raw, but, like, Nia Jax, like, you already lost, bro. Like,
yeah.
You got to go on somewhere.
I'm not going to lie, I was kind of confused by the Becky and Liv, because it's still to me, like, hey, y'all got your WrestleMania matches. Becky, you're a big name. You don't even need to be doing these matches. Mm-hmm. Liv, yeah, I could see for the promo-wise, but I'm thinking that would come in intentions of Liv being somewhere in this match
mm-hmm.
or heck, even like today I had thought, I was like, man, what if Liv just interfered in this WrestleMania match?
It could happen.
I wouldn't be mad at the idea, but it was just like, oh, come on.
That very well could happen. You might be on something.
Mm-hmm. And who knows, we're over here thinking Liv's gonna interfere because Becky been making her mad. What'd she say to Rhea at the when she was walking away? I'm gonna take everything from you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's mm-hmm. ooh, that mean you're gonna interfere and cause Rhea the match?
Mm-hmm. I can't.
I mean, so many puzzle pieces. There's and so many ways to put it together.
I'm just this WrestleMania got me confused. Well, let me say this.
That's a good thing because last year's was so predictable.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think I'm more just confused on what the match is going to be because heck, I'm not even going to lie. when they announced the six-man match.
Mm-hmm. Six-pack?
Yeah, six-pack. That sounds dope. Mm-hmm. But I was kind of mad, like, hey, no, you need to tell me who's going to be in this right now, man. I ain't got time for these next few weeks trying to see who's going to be qualifying. I'm tired of these qualifying matches.
I am, too. I'm low-key getting tired.
You know the LWO going to be in it.
Yeah, let them be in this match. I hope they cut their music off halfway through that ramp, man. Oh man, bro, y'all do that on purpose to piss. Y'all get this. Y'all do this where I can have conversation on here, man. I see where y'all do that now. It's like everybody want to piss off Drew on certain subjects.
So let's get your opinion then. Mm-hmm. We've got six teams. Give me two that you want to see in there.
Y'all know it's me. Instantly, Street Profits.
Yep.
The second one.
Because it's going to be 3-3. So mm-hmm. 3 from Raw, 3 from SmackDown, yep. I think they said.
And then
there's already one Raw.
Yep.
Well, obviously, Judgment Day is already in there. Mm. So I'm curious to see. Well, no. Is The Miz out for a while? I know he got his family stuff going
on. I think they have a qualifying match.
Okay, so Miz and Truth. Our Truth.
Awesome Truth.
I'll be interested because it's like we see all the jokes and all that, but I was like, no, let's give them a WrestleMania. Not even give them the title. Mm-hmm. Like, no, let them get in the ring for this. Like,
that's a good pick.
This could almost be the equivalent of a TLC match in my mind. I'm like, listen, we could get a lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Get a lot
and of Miz stuff. Is someone you almost have to have at WrestleMania.
Always.
Yeah.
At this point. And R-Truth, the way he is now, too, as big as he is.
Yeah.
He deserves it. Like, he deserves it. The last few years. Just like he deserves, he's made his own lane for himself.
Yep.
And he's made it work.
That's a solid pick. I forgot about them, to be quite honest. So Drew, mm-hmm. Drew, that's a solid pick.
Manny,
I got.
Is it so on Raw? So okay, say we got Judgment Day from Raw. Let's finish Raw first. Judgment Day. Let's say Awesome Truth.
Yep.
Who's the final team on from Raw?
You know,
that's where it gets tough because you got Creed Brothers, you got DIY.
They're going to put
DIY. Imperium.
Imperium.
Well, they're
putting
up and
in
down.
Imperium. I'm putting in Imperium.
So they're up and down to me sometimes because I'm like, I really want to see them succeed, but they're never put in a position. It seems like they're always losing. And then Gunther wins his match afterwards. So that kind of.
That and Giovanni can't stay healthy. I mean, he had that concussion.
Yeah. I got it.
Who you got?
Otis and Chad Gable.
Ooh, Alpha Academy. Okay.
That makes sense. Especially now since Chad just lost that and he's trying to find his path to WrestleMania.
Yep.
Boom.
We'll find a tag team match, brother.
But you're sleeping. You're sleeping, okay? So you said three from SmackDown and 3 from Raw.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What about Chase U? What about the Lone Wolves?
Oh, my goodness.
What about the Lone Wolves?
No way. They're probably.
I'm mad you had to chase you on here, man.
I am too. Like, I was I thought I was really sleeping on somebody. And he really did the chase you.
Yeah,
wow,
God.
Hey, I'm a big Thea Hale fan.
Oh
sorry.
My goodness, that's it. Like I don't like anyone else in Chase U.
Okay. I like Jane, but
she's not really in it no more.
I know, but I like her.
Adolphe and Idris, they make splashes.
Nah, there's way too many tag teams to go NXT. There's too many. I think Raw's already set. I think Judgment Day, I think Awesome Truth, that's a solid pick, Drew. I think we can lock that in.
You know they've been pushing DIY, too.
And probably DIY. I hope it's Imperium,
so,
though.
I don't have a problem with DIY. It's just how they kind of promote them. But I think you just said old boys always having injuries. So that's why I don't get to see them that much. So I would go for them just to... give them a WrestleMania moment. They were supposed to have one about a year ago, actually.
They were. But
I'm not going to get to that, Bart.
Right.
SmackDown.
Street Profits.
AOP. You need. I know.
I said that, too, on the Raw post show. I said you need big people.
Yeah.
To balance it out.
And it's AOP. Do you put Theory and Grayson in there? They are a tag team.
See, like, there's just tag teams I like. I like this tag team. I know Drew doesn't, but I like Pretty Deadly. So I would like them to get in.
And you got mad at me for saying Chase U.
Hey, Pretty Deadly's heel.
Yeah, no, you're right.
And you got mad at
me. Pretty.
I can't stand both of them, but
Pretty
I like
Deadly's them. Worse than Chase U.
I don't like them. I don't like
them.
Oh,
my
goodness. If you want to be honest, I don't like them evil.
Oh, my
if you
goodness.
Wanna, it ain't no 50. I mean, it ain't no 60-40 on this. 50-50 with both. I don't like neither of them.
Oh my God! I gotta tweet this.
Yeah,
I gotta get the Internet Wrestling Club on this. That's Chase U in the same category as Pretty Deadly.
I don't mind AEW.
Let's just say there's a reason why Chase U is still in NXT and Pretty Deadly's on SmackDown. Let's just start there.
We don't even see Pretty Deadly.
What have they done since they lost the titles?
They They had a tag team title match. They've only been on SmackDown for less than a year.
Man, all they do is try to look pretty and then get off air.
They're basically Eminem. They're Morrison and Nitro. Oh, God. They're literally Morrison Nitro.
Yeah. Or Morrison Miz. And
who won several tag team championships. Several.
Well, I don't see nothing happen for Pretty Deadly.
Well, I like them. I like them. I'm putting them in.
We will see. We'll
Street Profits.
Say something crazy about Street Profits.
LWO. Profit.
No, Street Profits is number one.
Manny, stop. I heard that.
What do you say? Who do you say?
LWO.
Oh, my
goodness.
Legato. You got Umberto and Angel.
That sounded cute.
You got those two, right?
The problem is, see, SmackDown got a lot more tag teams.
They do.
Is the New Day on SmackDown?
They're on Raw.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah, they're
so
on
you,
Raw.
So now that you said that,
sorry.
It's like you can't not have can't New
not
Day.
Have New Day either. Yeah.
Hold on. You know what's really weird about this whole question? This whole scenario. Who not being mentioned in the six-pack challenge?
Who?
Well, yeah, they're fighting each other.
Yeah.
But is it really a six pack? That's what I'm saying. This is what like throws everything off because we're used to seeing the Usos, we're used to seeing the New Day, we're used to seeing.
Yeah.
Now let's go back a little bit. AOP, we're used to seeing the Awesome Truth and Imperium. That's like our core tag teams. Now we got these two fighting each other.
That's true. So it throws it throws the whole tag team match off.
It really does.
Throws it all out of whack.
It's like it's our modern day Edge and Christian, Hardy Boys, and Dudley Boys.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think
I think you gotta have New Day. I think it's Judgment Day, New Day, and
Imperium.
I wouldn't be surprised if Street Profits didn't make the match. I wouldn't be surprised.
Really?
Are they still sticking with that Pride thing?
I think the Street Profits are a lock.
I hope they are, but
I think they're a lock to get in.
But
I don't think you can have this match without them.
I hope not, but it's just like they've been kind of with the whole Bobby Lashley promos and all this, kind of like the background.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like I can't never say this tag team right. Imperium.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I feel like they in that room. It's like they trying to find themselves when they've been.
There's
like,
too many on Raw actually. maybe let's just do four from Raw and two from SmackDown. Let's just do that.
So we got New Day, we got Judgment Day.
Yep.
We got Imperium.
That'd be fire.
DIY.
Nah, Awesome Truth.
Awesome Truth. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then we got LWO.
This man. Look, as long as Street Profits get in, I'm cool.
I don't know you're gonna be great.
Was you about to Bobby Knight me?
I'm excited for this. I think the reason I'm excited for this match, though, y'all, is because I think this is the beginning of the belts getting split.
I think so,
on each brand. So that's why I'm excited.
So I have a question. I've been wondering this for like months now because I keep on seeing Judgment Day with both belts, and I'm like, wait, are we ever going to get a split? Or when, like, how would that storyline even work if we were to split those belts?
I hate to get like too like, I guess, fantasy-ish. I'm a big fantasy sports guy, so I don't want to get too fantasy-ish.
Mm-hmm.
But why not hang all the belts up?
So, okay. Mm-hmm. So you say that. So what if you have, we've seen this before, so you know when two wrestlers come down with the belt in their hand, you've got, ironically, a Raw team grabbing the red belts and a SmackDown team grabbing the blue belts and falling. I know it sounds.
Or what if we get a trade?
Yeah,
and like what if we get a SmackDown team that just says, "Look, I want to grab these belts. I want to go to Raw."
Right.
Like to me, that adds more excitement to it and more it does. Like,
yeah.
I think that I mean they haven't like that's how I would do it. Like I think that's exciting. This is the beginning of that because it has been rumored for a long time that they've been trying to find a way. So it's just weird that they're talking about this now. At least I'm hoping that this is the beginning of that.
There were no NXT tag teams mentioned in this, qualifier matches. They're all SmackDown and WWE's or Raw. So,
and that's good too because I think also mixing in the NXT stars does put like a excuse me, I don't want to say wrench, but that's the only thing I can really think of at the moment.
Muddies the water.
What, say that again?
Muddies the water.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah.
That's why I've always felt it's like, all right, I get we trying to get the NXT stars out there, but when you keep them in NXT or have them going back and forth from NXT to SmackDown, that does just put like...
The problem is NXT has their own tournament right now.
Yeah.
So literally just like LWO is in that tournament.
Which is weird.
So that's throwing me off too, by the way.
They can't be in there, so I'll retract that statement.
Thank goodness.
Thank God.
I'll put Pretty Deadly in there, though.
I'm not putting Pretty Doug, man.
Pretty Dudley?
I'll about call him Pretty Dudleys. I'm sick of them dudes, but whatever. So if any AEW fans or Pretty Deadly fans want to cuss me out in my comments, more than welcome.
They all coming.
All I'm going to do is block, or I'm going to say SMD, and then I'm going to block you.
Yeah, WrestleMania taking shape, man. We got, you know, talking about tag teams, we got the Usos head-to-head this time.
Yeah, buddy.
See, today I was going to wear my We the Ones.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Yeet.
No, I don't have that one yet. But I do have the original We the Ones.
First of all, Yeet or no Yeet?
Oh, Yeet.
Okay.
He's going to Yeet the app. Right, he's going to beat the Yeet out of him.
That's what I was just checking. I know
if I can't say it, but he's going to beat the Yeet out of him.
I've been pissed off all day, so I might just be like, no Yeet.
But you might be right, though.
Yeah.
It's going to be an interesting match. I think... It does have the opportunity to steal the show.
Yes.
I don't know if anyone else thinks that, but it does have the opportunity to steal the show.
Yeah.
It's been a build up for almost 6-7 months.
Yep.
Since have you guys seen that interview that they did?
Yeah.
It's been since that interview.
Yeah.
Since that interview was released is when they started going downhill.
Pretty much.
It's
spoken into existence.
Yep. Also, I think I just need to say this just in case, but Solo, stay where you at during this match.
Swear.
Stay in the back. Don't come out. I don't want to see you out there in a hoodie. We know it's you. We literally know it's you every time.
Hey, what if he comes out in a white hoodie, though?
Oh, yeah, that'd be phenomenal, I guess. Fashion it up for WrestleMania, I guess. No, stay where you at. Yeah. Hey, go to a bar if anything.
I definitely think, like you said, that's got potential to steal the show. Because whether they're fighting each other or they're fighting with each other, they always force everyone who's going to follow them to step up their game at least 3 steps.
Mm-hmm.
Cause
is that a first night match?
Or they haven't mentioned it yet. Oof. So we don't know if that's... So you put that before the tag team or after the tag team on night one?
Because
we all know if it's on
I
night
think they
two.
Should open WrestleMania.
Ooh.
I don't think you can start bigger than that.
So
I think that gets
the
excitement.
Right here.
Yes, I want to start it off right away. Get all the excitement. I think the Usos need to start WrestleMania.
In the sunlight.
In the sunlight. I think so.
So look, I see you saying something. I think I want the dark.
Look,
what else you gonna start with?
I'm gonna throw this out there and get a lot of people mad at me. Being a New York Giants, you gonna start it in that stanky Philadelphia air?
Oh, buddy.
Ooh. I think
ain't touching that one
because you know they're gonna want to start big.
Oh yeah.
And what starts and like at the same time, you don't want to go too big.
You can't even put Rhea and Becky.
No, because that's probably gonna be the main event.
Let's go back to last year. Who started off? John Cena and
Austin Theory. Yeah. And they know that was a dud. So they're gonna try to go bigger. So
they
they're gonna try to raise the bar.
The Usos would. Oh.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I'm even thinking about weird stuff like this. Who's coming out first?
Oh.
Probably Jimmy.
Hey, and you notice. So the blue is on red, and the red is on blue.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
First of all, that throws
that,
it off.
That kind
of
like made me like Jay. Why you?
You look at small things like that. Yeah, that's what I did too.
Jay,
why
are you wearing blue on a red brand? And Jimmy, why are you wearing red? Well, I get why you wearing red on the blue brand, but
I think it would be between those two though.
Yeah.
Like, do you start? Have they announced where EO Bailey gonna be at?
I think that was on night two.
That's night two, right?
EO Bailey? I was guessing that was going to be one.
Oh.
I just don't think, like, man, y'all can't.
Well,
put
because it's night one, because night two is Cody.
You're right. So.
So maybe.
I guess this.
Okay, so let me say this. I was selfish on that. I would rather Bailey be night one, but knowing that AE is like, okay, no, Rhea good enough to have night one on her own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So what if they do put. So if. If we're theoretically building night one, so we're going to set off the whole weekend, and we're going to start with the Usos.
Yes, sir.
And then we'll follow that up with the Intercontinental Championship.
Yes.
Yes. I like that.
Yeah. And then we'll follow that up with, I don't know,
Women's title.
No, not even that. Everyone's been talking about this whole Stone Cold thing. So we'll have the Grayson Waller effect in between those two.
What's the Stone Cold? I didn't even hear about this.
You know, the last 2 years, Stone Cold's been giving people rubs.
Mm-hmm.
2 years ago, it was Kevin Owens.
Owens.
Last year, it was Austin Theory and Pat McAfee. I mean, after that, Pat McAfee signed with ESPN.
Facts.
So this year, you know, everyone's been speculating that Stone Cold's going to do the Grayson Waller effect. And if you get stunned, you get boosted. So, I mean, you put that, and then you follow that up with the women's championship, Rhea and Becky.
Makes sense. Get them two time. Yeah. Give those women time to prepare before the match.
Yep. And then night two, you start off with the 6-pack ladder match.
Okay.
And then you got.
Oh wait. Oh, I feel like we forget.
Oop. Yep. The tag match has got to be night one.
Not even tag match. The world championship. And then we got Rock and Cody.
Rock Cody for night one.
The tag team match.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's a lot going on in one night.
So you'll have, night two, top main and co-main, you got Cody Roman and then Seth. And,
yeah, the more we do this, the more I'm thinking Usos should start night two.
You think so?
Yeah. The more we go into this, because if you put them in night one, like, that's stacking night one.
So do you?
This is a stacked pay-per-view regardless. It is,
but like think, right? Because like, unless you have, well, Rhea Becky would be night two then, so they wouldn't be. But that's still, bro, that's, you got Bayley EO night one, you'd have Seth Drew night one, you got the tag match night one, the Usos night one, and then night two you just have Cody Roman, and then Becky Rhea, and then the tag match.
So I'm kind of going to go off script of what we're doing right now, and I'm just throwing this idea if y'all want to. All right, so why don't we just kind of push away from this, and then next week we all bring our list of how we think it should be set up.
Like that.
And we all just kind of read it off and just see that. So.
And then we can tweet it out and share it and see what other people think, who think, mm-hmm. Who got the best card.
Bet. So,
I like that.
So go even more off script. Are we going to see Tama at WrestleMania?
Who?
Tama Tonga?
Listen, bro. You can't be saying that, bro. I get tongue tied.
Are we gonna see him?
I don't know. I mean, there's gonna be a lot of surprises.
Yeah.
And so, like, I'm not even trying to, especially the way WWE stays quiet. Like, they've been quiet about some of their signings. Like, Sean Spears came out of nowhere.
That was
crazy. Like, that came out of nowhere.
I didn't think I was gonna be like that happy to see him again, because I thought he was gonna be done with wrestling after AEW. So when I seen him back in NXT, I was like, okay, that's dope. I'm happy he changed his character back, because I wasn't a fan of the countdown stuff.
The 10?
Actually, it's crazy. That's the first time I ever saw him doing that was here in Fort Wayne.
Oh wow,
that I never really knew him. Then when he came, I was like, yo, who the hell is this countdown dude with this bad mohawk? I'm gonna leave that alone.
His Sean Spears character is next level.
Fire.
And
when he
came out, how he did, like, he's like, you've been lying to yourself. You need to be true to yourself. I'm like, oh, we gonna get this Sean Spears.
So while we was talking about WrestleMania, Drew, so while we always pump our chest when we get something right, also gotta take a little responsibility when I'm wrong.
What's up?
So remember I predicted that I thought it'd be a triple threat. Yep. Becky, Rhea, Liv. It looks like I'm wrong. So I gotta admit when I'm wrong. Ooh. So we getting Becky, Rhea straight up.
Okay.
But I know you've seen that promo on Raw with Michael Cole and Cody Rhodes.
Yes, I did.
I might be on. I told you I was on to something, wasn't I? Didn't I tell you?
You did.
I'm telling you.
Can you repeat to people?
So what I predicted was, I told Drew, while everyone's talking about The Rock screwing Roman, we ain't talking about Seth getting his revenge on Cody. And I said this before the Michael Cole promo, and I said that for the same reasons Michael Cole's literally. It's weird. Like, all the same reasons. Like, don't forget, Seth was the first person that Cody got his hands on. Mm-hmm. And they ain't never beat him. Mm-hmm. That was the one guy, and as much as Seth talks about wanting to be the best champion, mm-hmm. and be the best in the company, the face of the company, wouldn't it be the perfect way for him to get revenge for not beating Cody by making him lose the title? And especially after, because people are expecting Seth to lose the title, mm-hmm. to Drew McIntyre. So say he loses the title to Drew night one, and then they win the tag match, right? Because if they win the tag match, there's no bloodline allowed. So it's just Roman, Cody straight up. Mm-hmm. But there's nothing in that about Seth.
Mm.
There's nothing in that about Seth.
I can't see WWE pulling that trigger. So I go back and forth, but I always lean towards WWE not pulling that trigger.
Can I give you another one to toy with the trigger? So you keep talking about how Seth never beat Cody. What if Seth gets pinned and Cody's like, this is why
Ooh. I could definitely see Cody in the ring.
Because Cody, they pushed Cody so far now that right. he is snapping. So what if Seth gets pinned and Cody's standing over him saying, this is why. Mm. You couldn't beat me and you can't even beat them. Mm. And that pushes Seth. Mm. Chew on that one.
But then the bloodline, like, I don't see a scenario. I feel like this whole bloodline not being involved scenario is only a scenario because the bloodline is not going to be involved.
Yeah.
I'm too far on that wheel because, like, it's just so weird that The Rock offered that. Like, it's so weird.
Rock promo's been weird in general, though. So, let's
like,
be honest.
It's yeah. true. But, like, I feel like it was definitely offered, again, like, to pick two different sides. Either that was offered for Cody Seth to win night one, and then Seth screws Cody, or, you know, hopefully we just get it straight up and Cody wins like he's supposed to.
I feel like if his bloodline rules, I kind of see Rock screwing Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
That's at least where I hope.
But if Seth gets pinned, like,
Seth get pinned, that does bring some value.
That changes things.
But hey, like, everything with this, like, scenario, like, one, the tag team match, I'm still kind of confused on why we're having it. Just because we got two guys competing, three people out the four competing in world championship matches, either wherever, night one or night two. So that's where I also get confused. I'm like, yo, so is Cody and Seth fighting night one?
Yeah.
Or, like, Seth, at least. I was like, yo, is you fighting night one, like, twice that night? Or is you fighting tomorrow, too? So that's where we definitely going to have to really, like, get these schedules.
Especially right. for someone that was, in quotes, injured just a couple of months ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you don't
you get me started about that 40 he ran last week.
I heard. Yeah. I listened.
Like, you missed your time at the NFL Combine, right. dog. Yes.
Side note, Cat Williams ran a 4.9.
Yeah, no, yeah. Everybody was just talking about Drew McIntyre. I was like, yeah, you see how Drew just looked at him? Yeah, because he wondering the same thing. And I was like, damn, I thought you was hurt. That's why he was looking.
He was scooting. I ain't ever seen someone recover from an MCL tear that quick.
Me neither. I played on the torn meniscus, and there's no way I was running. I mean, I was fast, but, like, that boy, I ain't never seen Seth move that. I ain't never seen Seth run that fast, never.
Hey, what's up with Rock calling him a cross-dresser?
That was good. Man, Rock be coming out with some harsh words lately.
All right, like, this is going to be very bold, but, like, either he is just completely out of practice or he is, like, not as good at promos as I thought, because his promos have not been hidden.
He repeated himself twice. I don't know.
Several times. I think a lot of that was because they're running out of time. And you could see, like, somebody tweeted a video. I hate when people do this, but I'll call it out. Somebody shared a video from the crowd showing the cameraman telling Rock to hurry the fuck up. Like, we're getting towards the end of the show. Yeah. I think that's when he started repeating himself. But, like, if he calls him, what the fuck does he keep calling him?
Oh, clown emoji.
Walking clown emoji. Like, bro, like, it's not even funny.
It was funny the first time.
It was kind of funny. Like, it got a, you know, it was like one of those. Yeah. And then, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Ooh, that was a good one. He keeps saying it.
I haven't been a fan of The Rock Provo since he's been back. I don't know if I.
That's big coming from him.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like.
Since I called him out about that bar one.
Oh, wow.
That's big coming from Drew.
No, because, I mean, if you think about it, these last few weeks since he's been back, I haven't really, like, I've told y'all how I've disliked the, well, one big one was the 20-minute promo that wasn't even on no show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I was like, I'm mad. I was happy I missed that.
20 minutes of my life. Because I'm glad, like, I didn't have Instagram. What you doing
on the side of your time talking 20 minutes about this white boy Cody? Like, that's how I kind of just looked at it. And I was like, Rock, you must be mad about something. I swear. It almost give me the John. That's what I said last week. It had, like, the John Cena effect to it. That's why I kind of meant. That's why I should have corrected myself last week on that. The John Cena effect when it came up to these promo where he was, like, using Fruit Loops and all that.
Or walking on the stage naked at the Oscars.
Yeah. Oh my God!
Boy, I didn't think we was gonna bring that one up. I kept scrolling. I was like, I don't know what John.
The Rock
doing.
Was right there with him.
Oh my God!
Introduced him. He right there with him with the cornball.
Did not know that.
Yeah,
I kept scrolling. When I seen John Cena holding a car with flip flops on, I said, "Yeah, I don't even know what's going on here, buddy."
Boy,
I'm excited though, y'all. This is definitely, especially compared to last year, WrestleMania. Yeah. First of all, stacked. Like, there's no weak match, and I mean, we're only a few weeks away, so it's big.
Sweating.
It's big. I mean, and so it got announced too. I don't know if y'all seen, but SummerSlam.
Oh. Cleveland.
Cleveland. That's pretty close. That's closer than Philly and cheaper than Philly. So what's up?
I'm broke. I seen that and I was just like, wow, finally. And then that's when I looked in the group and I was like, dang it, here they go talking about this show now. Let's go.
Well, the first one we got is Fort Wayne.
Yeah, Drew. I'm gonna be there, but I just gotta look at them tickets. Hey, every Manny? Time I gotta look back on the tickets.
I looked and they're actually not looking bad. $100 for see where I was sitting last year. I was like 18th row on the floor, and I could hear Solo calling that dude.
Fat ass up. I remember that.
Sit down and shut your fat ass up. I was like, oh man,
that was right by us. Dude. Yeah, that dude was right over in our head.
So where we was at, he was really right behind us, pretty much.
I was four rows behind y'all.
Oh, I'm mad now.
Yeah, bro. I said what's up, right? I was like, hey, what's up, man?
Yeah, we dapped up and everything.
See, I didn't remember that.
Yeah, I seen.
I didn't know Manny though, so I didn't even. Dang.
Yeah, we was.
I know you this time, so we definitely we gonna have to.
Hey, they only a bill for like decent seats now. Still,
Klarna. That's what I use.
Well, we kept on saying anyway. We were gonna get front row at least because the people.
No way.
Yeah, no, because the people we were around last year. I remember this one girl. What was her name? AOP girl. Beautiful woman.
Scarlett.
Yeah.
Dude, that's crazy how y'all got that on the first try. But I remember she came out and some old ass woman in a wheelchair was just like, you're not even that good looking. I'm like, bitch.
Like, what?
What? I know you ain't talking, baby.
Like, what?
Oh, man. That was crazy.
If y'all can't sit next to me, at least sit in the same area.
We were last year. You didn't even know.
I know. I'm mad.
See, that sounds some diva stuff right there, man. You, hey, if y'all ain't sitting by me, hey, make sure y'all around me.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Sit.
I'm gonna have the good seats. What about y'all?
Nah, I ain't going all that route. Got to sit by the homies, man.
Nah, definitely, man. Hey, there's a lot of people there.
Why don't we just get the club seats? Live like it.
Yeah.
If it was Raw or SmackDown or something, man.
I changed it up this time. I don't know if I told you, but I'm on the opposite side this time.
Oh, you already got the ticket.
Yeah, I got mine already.
Okay, now I got. Now we got to find.
I'm gonna need your section then. That way we can coordinate.
I can look it up right now, live on the podcast. I got you.
Wait, how?
I got you.
Are you up in the front?
I'm like,
or close enough.
See, I don't know if I can do that close though, because
it was
you like right there, and I can't stand other dudes sweat.
What? So that's my other part with it. It was like I think I had got annoyed with certain people because some people will stand up for real.
Yeah, like sit down, bro. The match starting, like,
and,
bro.
And I'll be pissed off about anything.
Section 114.
Section 114.
Yeah,
got you.
Let me write that down.
Yeah. So, row six. I'm sixth row.
See, I was. You were row six or eight last year, weren't you?
Yeah.
And I was row 13. 12.
I wanted to switch it up this year and be by the entrance.
Yeah, that's
so. That's why I did that. I wanted to be by the entrance this time, just to I don't know.
So my big call to fame is when I was 9 years old. We went to the house show, and I got to high five the Big Show.
Ooh.
Man, it was like this.
I was gonna say, did you use a step ladder or something? Because that's a big boy. He about what, seven?
7 foot tall, 500 pounds.
That's too big, bro. That's too big.
Remember when back as kids, he was like, man, they used to call him the largest athlete.
Yeah.
Now look at us, man. That don't mean nothing.
Nathan, bro.
Fattest athlete now.
No, he slimmed down.
Yeah, he did.
He got abs now.
Okay, let me take that back.
But he's still walking on.
Because I seen a promo from like years ago where he was really big, Big Show. And I was like, man, he fat.
You mean when he was the giant?
Yeah. The giant was
with
worse.
With the single strap singlet.
That's the crazy part. When he came to WWE, I thought he was gonna have that costume.
As Paul White,
he has so many like weird situations. Like you said, he went in the WCW as the giant, and then when he came to WWE, they start calling him Paul White. I was like, Paul White,
and then
they start calling him Big Show. I was like, wait, what's his name?
Right.
And then Stephanie was punking him, slapping him in the face.
Right. It was come on, man. That's not even believable.
Right.
No, I got tired of him crying all the time.
That big old giant will pick you up and throw you into the third row.
Yeah, bro. Like, quit crying.
I wanted to get your thoughts on this, too. So, you were out
last
podcast. So, I wanted to make sure to get your opinion on this, too. Because he wasn't here, right, for the Paul Heyman announcement?
Yeah.
Paul Heyman being inducted into the Hall of Fame. First of all, I don't know about this Hall of Fame class. I really hope the last one's Bray Wyatt or something. Because it's been kind of weak so far. Like,
no, it definitely sucked.
I'm like,
US
come
Express
on.
Is his dad and his uncle.
Right, I know that, so but I still...
I think they're going to phantom induct him.
Okay, got you.
Yeah.
So, you know, you don't think they'll use the final one on him?
Yeah, but he'll be the Phantom inductee. Like, that, no one will expect it. And they'll be like, that Friday, gotcha, that SmackDown, they're going to be like, Bray Wyatt.
That'll make it be a lot better, yeah, because it's like Muhammad Ali, like, all right.
Bull Nakano.
That one pissed me off.
I didn't want to be the one, but like, I'm like, all right, bro.
It took y'all this long to induct him?
Right. Yeah. And it's like first of all, and second of all, still, why?
Yeah.
I didn't
get the purpose. Like, what's it do?
I don't really know.
I'm trying to think, like, wait, was Muhammad Ali from Philly or... Because that was another thing I had thought about with Paul Heyman. I was like, Paul Heyman started ECW in Philly. Yep. So that made perfect sense.
Hammerstein Ballroom.
Yeah, because, I mean, let's be honest. Paul Heyman probably should have been there probably 3 or 4 years ago. But, hey, also Vince McMahon was running the show.
He's from Louisville, Kentucky.
I still don't get the purpose. I'm like, okay.
I'm cool with it because I get to see his daughter induct him. I'm cool with that.
Right.
Because anytime I get to see Layla, I'm good. But also, like,
really knew Muhammad Ali's purpose with the WWE over the years.
It wasn't. It really wasn't. He appeared in that one.
Yeah, he appeared the one WrestleMania, right?
Yeah. The first one, second one?
I don't think so. Yeah. All right, so since they just inducted
him. I just feel like there's so many people. Yeah. Like, there's so many people that actually wrestled, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So many.
I could understand for the celebrity aspect, because you know they always induct one celebrity.
And, like, I'm not trying to be, like, the guy, oh, women's wrestling. But, like, Chyna is not inducted as a solo wrestler.
Mm-hmm. Right. She was inducted as DX.
Like, come on.
That sucked.
What a huge miss.
That sucked.
Announce her during Women's History Month?
Yeah.
Like, you're missing. That's a big miss right there.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're still cautious on certain things.
You saying they're tiptoeing around her?
Yeah. I think they tiptoe a lot around a lot of superstars.
Is that why Sean Waltman doesn't get inducted as 1-2-3 Kid?
Possibly.
Because that man set off a lot when he beat Razor Ramon in that ladder match.
He wanted to be in the Rumble.
Oh, yeah.
But they didn't let him.
Crazy. I mean, and I hate to make this dark. Sorry, but never going to induct Chris Benoit? Yeah. I'm sorry to take it there, but.
That is a conversation. We might need to have
that. That's a podcast.
You know what? We might need to have that.
That's a Patreon.
Like, honestly.
Y'all got to pay to hear that one.
Right. Like, that might need to be an episode, y'all, for real, for real. Like, actually go through the Hall of Fame and see who's not in there. That's tough, though.
So if you bring that up, you got to look at the other two that came with him and Eddie that no one talks about.
Dean Malenko and Saturn.
Yeah, Perry Saturn.
Chris Benoit is tough, though.
So even mentioned, like, Perry Saturn, I know he got his life struggle. So that fraction should be in general.
Those four.
Yep.
They were the. Now
the Radicals.
Yeah, the Radicals.
I don't think you do Chris Benoit. I'm sorry.
Because of everything.
Yeah, like,
but
don't get me wrong.
The body of work,
as a wrestler, he's one of the greatest of all time to do it easily. But like,
I would not even say even have a show, because by the end of the day, like, you hear wrestlers say this all the time. Like, there's nothing really, like, no value to the Hall of Fame. Like, when it comes to, like, the NBA Hall of Fame, NFL Hall of Fame, at least put his name in there. I'm not saying we should put him into the ceremony. Hey, just mention him. We ain't got to show the videos highlight because we know how you guys feel about this dude.
Yeah.
So,
like, they've ostracized his name so bad that they won't even look at his son.
And I mean,
as a wrestler.
And that's what's also, his son also did some stuff on the side.
I just think with Hall of Fames, right? Like, there's guidelines and rules to them. Mm-hmm. And, like, to compare to, like, other sports, right? Like, and not to say who has the right rules or anything like that. That's a conversation for another day. But like baseball, you can't get caught cheating. Mm-hmm. You can't be caught taking steroids.
Pete got it, though.
He not in it.
Didn't they talk about him getting in?
Nah, he can't. No, his time has been passed. He can't get in.
Poor guy.
They ain't going to induct him until he's dead. He's going to be another one. Dang. But, like, don't get me started on that. believe me. Baseball, don't get me started. But, like, NBA has their rules. NFL has their rules. Yeah. But, like, I don't know if I can get past it, Drew. To induct him, like, I can respect him as a wrestler and, like, his career. But, like, I feel like you can do that without highlighting his name. Because dude murdered his entire family.
Yeah. Like, fair point.
Bruh. I don't know. You're a murderer.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, if he didn't kill himself, he would have been in prison this whole time.
A cowardice murderer for that.
Yeah. Like,
So look, I do understand that.
Like, you're inducting and making and shining light on a murderer. Like,
when you put it like that, it's like,
there's no argument for it. It's like
it sucks. It sucks in a way. Like, no, it's definitely messed up what he did. No, oh, I don't even want nobody to think I'm going past that.
Yeah, yeah, I got
it. Just sucks that the body of work he had did over the years now is going to be buried.
Yep.
I'm not saying people going to miss. I mean, we can go on YouTube now and find his manager, or maybe on
The only reason, like, I don't have as much sympathy as like a lot of people is because there's a lot of people in other Hall of Fames that are not in the Hall of Fame for a lot less.
Yeah.
Literally, the, like he just said,
Pete,
like,
Rose.
Pete Rose literally has the most hits ever in baseball, and he's not in the Hall of Fame because he bet on games as a manager, mm-hmm. not as a player. Manager. After he was a player.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Barry Bonds, most home runs of all time.
Pop for steroids and can't get
it. He didn't even get caught. Like, it's not proven.
Exactly. Yeah.
So he didn't even get caught.
Like, it's not proven. Nobody has any proof whatsoever other than, oh, he got big.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I got big too.
Did they put Sammy in?
Sammy's not in it either. Cork bat.
Yeah,
And he got caught too.
And bleached
McGuire.
Skin.
Mark McGuire. See, stop like. And see? Like, these people are not in it, though, for a lot less.
Yeah.
This dude, come on.
And McGuire did get popped a couple times.
Don't get me wrong. Right. I love Chris Benoit. I do. Mm-hmm. As a wrestler, one of the greatest to ever do it.
So
if that didn't happen, he would have been in the Hall of Fame.
Facts.
So do you then?
He'd probably still be wrestling.
Facts.
He was that good.
So do you separate the two and just, acknowledge his body of work by inducting the Radicals and highlighting Perry Saturn and
so,
Dean Malenko? Because we can't bring in Eddie because Eddie's...
I like that a lot more. I do. Yeah. I you know what? I might pass that.
Yeah.
I might pass that.
Because think those two came...
Because it's not just him.
Yeah. It's Eddie.
Because you can do that with just being like, and Chris Benoit. And to the next, you know what I'm saying? Like... you can be like Saturn.
Fine print.
So the thing is with that, I think they probably won't trust either Dean Malenko or Saturn to go up on that stage because you know they're gonna mention
Perry
it.
Saturn
so.
Can't.
Dean
Malenko is about the only one,
and
he's in AEW.
Mm-hmm. Dang, I forgot about that. I thought he was still backstage at WWE.
No,
yeah,
no.
You're right.
Yeah, so I mean,
I do like that better
to
though.
Get it mm-hmm. in. Cause,
I like that
because have they've inducted Eddie, right?
They ducked him. Yeah, okay.
So Eddie's in. So to just highlight the body of work, because you got four cruiserweights who left a company.
Eddie's a lot different, though.
Oh, yeah.
He just liked to party.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you got these four guys that left a company because they were being overlooked and misused, and they came into this other company who seen them for what they were,
mm-hmm.
their body of work. And then Chris Benoit came with them. But, these three guys mm-hmm. carried all four of them.
I might be open to that. You know what? I like that. I might sleep on it.
Yeah. I'm over here thinking, I'm like, man, dude, y'all ain't going to listen to us.
But we should do that, though. That's a whole episode. That's fire. Yeah, that's fire.
Yeah.
So, man.
To circle back around, greatest manager, company runner. This man built something out of nothing.
Yes.
Took no name indie wrestlers.
Yep.
And built this mega. You cannot go anywhere and not hear that chant.
Yep.
And I'm not going to say that chant because that chant gets me going.
Mm-hmm.
But you cannot go. And especially when he showed up that night randomly at a random show. What was it? Ring of Honor? Or mm-hmm. Yeah. Showed up at a Ring of Honor and the crowd went nuts.
Nuts.
Went absolutely nuts. The pop he got, you could see it. He started tearing up when he entered the Hammerstein Ballroom at that Ring of Honor show, and they started chanting that. It was amazing. It gave look to, still so just this, talking about it.
The greatest. I mean, like I was telling Drew, like Paul Heyman,
five times over.
Yeah,
give him five rings.
I mean, like, bruh, like I don't know if you can. Dude is the epitome of managers. Like, he's bigger than a manager. Like, it's weird even calling him a manager.
Yeah, because I never really looked at him like, I don't know.
That's technically what he is.
Let's talk top three. His top three, okay? And I'm going to start with number one is Mark Callis.
Ooh, okay.
You know who Mark Callis is?
Yeah.
No one would have known Mark Callis if it wasn't for Paul Heyman. He's the original Paul Heyman guy.
Yep.
Brock Lesnar.
Yep, oh, for sure.
And then Roman Reigns.
Yep. I mean, CM Punk.
CM Punk.
Yeah.
Four transcending wrestlers.
Yeah.
The one who was undefeated at WrestleManias.
Yep.
And no one would have known about him. But he was, I mean, if you listen to his shows, that documentary, he said he was about to quit wrestling.
I'm glad he didn't.
Yeah. And then we got the Phenom out of all of that.
Elevated all of them.
Give him five Hall of Fame rings. I'm ECW and every manager, every wrestler that he has managed.
I don't even know how, me personally, just because Roman Reigns, I feel like, was his best work, because we all know where Roman was after he came back from his...
Facts.
Yep.
After, his illness.
I'd argue Brock Lesnar, but...
See, that so could argue that one, but the only thing with me is the reason I put Roman over Brock... Because we still don't really, not even the streak. It's still on mic work. We really didn't start hearing Brock Lesnar talk with the microphone till Paul Heyman went with Roman. Because he didn't have nobody now. Mm-hmm. And I still wasn't impressed, but I could see Brock Lesnar was being himself finally when he got on the microphone.
Yeah.
With Roman, it was like, oh no, we seen a big 360, because that was the main thing people used to complain about was Roman promos. And now you look at it and you be like, oh. You kind of, I don't know if it's just me, I'm kind of be waiting for him to mess up on something still.
Oh, he doesn't.
Exactly.
He's flawless.
Yeah, and I just be like, oh, this dude.
Paul Heyman taught him everything.
He hits every note. I mean, from the inception of come in, wreck everything, and leave to, what is it? God mode?
God mode.
Greatness over, I can't remember.
He got so much stuff going.
Yeah, I don't even
know. That man is, I mean, he is hitting on all cylinders. If you could have like a purebred horse, that's Roman Reigns.
Yep.
And it took...
Yeah, Roman Reigns is probably his best work. I think just growing up with Brock probably is what they did. I mean, just growing... Because, I wasn't watching wrestling a lot before he was with Roman. Paul Heyman, I'm talking about.
Yep.
So, I seen a little bit of that Roman, and I was just like, I ain't feeling it. But I've obviously seen the difference. But I seen Paul Heyman with Brock Lesnar from beginning to end.
Oh, yeah.
So, for me, I mean, how early he won that title... The undisputed title, yep. Brock, he was a rookie.
Yeah.
His first pay-per-view.
Doing backflips and messing up.
And beat The Rock.
Yeah.
I mean.
Beat Kurt Angle.
Yeah. I mean, The Rock was his debut, though.
Yeah.
So that's a huge, I mean, how big.
I can't even agree with some of the stuff. I wouldn't let that happen back then.
Yeah. So, I mean, just, again, you know, we could argue that from time to time. But, Paul Heyman has got to go down, greatest manager of all time. And, you know, honestly, he's not even close to done.
Greatest promoter.
He's not even done, though. Yeah.
I don't think
there's already talk of his next person after Roman.
Oh, yeah.
There's already rumors of that. And it's like, and if that happens, it's over.
Yeah.
If those rumors actually come true.
Who are they talking about?
Bron Breakker. If he takes Bron, bruh, it's over. That's another one. And you can't, bruh, monster.
And he is.
And my man Drew hasn't even got to see him that. Man. Have you? Bron?
Last few weeks, and then the Royal Rumble, where I was like, I was more impressed with.
Skip 2.0 Brown, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Just skip that one. Just don't
just
even
skip NXT 2.0. Period.
Skip Cora Jade Brown Breaker. Too.
Yeah.
You don't want that one either.
No, but
Paul Heyman all together though, greatest manager, greatest promoter of all time. I wouldn't even. I mean, ECW. I wouldn't. RVD is my favorite wrestler of all time.
Who inducts him? I got three.
I think we talked a little bit about that. Who do we agree on, Drew?
I forgot who we agreed on, but I know it changed right after, because I don't think I said Tommy Dreamer last week.
You got Sandman?
Can he talk? I don't think I've ever heard Sandman talk.
All I've seen is Sandman drink.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever heard Sandman talk.
You got Sandman. Can RVD do it, though? Because he is signed with AEW.
Yeah, I don't think RVD can do it.
Nope. So is Tommy Dreamer. No,
because we got to look back. Who did?
Plus, he was just there a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Wasn't Coleman with AEW when he brought in
Conan?
Ray last year?
Fair point.
As an announcer, but still.
Yeah.
Well, he got that part-time contract, I guess. So never mind.
Tommy Dreamer?
Tommy Dreamer would be mine. Then also, Tommy Dreamer is with WWE still, right? Backstage.
I don't think he's with TNA, which is partnered with WWE.
Yeah. Okay. So I can see
he's literally the head of TNA now. He literally took over. Yeah.
I didn't know.
Got rid of. Yeah. That happened just a month ago.
Yeah. That
they
whole
let
thing.
Go. Yeah. Oof. Like they let go of the. I don't even know what
Dixie
the technical.
Or
no.
Scott. Scott.
Scott DeMore.
DeMore.
Yeah.
Yeah, let him go, and Tommy Dreamer was named the successor. So that works.
That makes sense. Partnership,
so I like that. Tommy Dreamer.
Oh, yeah.
And they know he can talk. He literally hosts on Busted Open every single day. So.
Okay, I'm not even going to get on anybody else's show. But, I mean, is there anything else before I do the cutoff?
Real quick, I want to give a quick shout-out. I don't usually do these, and y'all going to talk shit. I don't give a fuck. Chair Shot Sports, I want to give a shout-out. Appreciate WWE 2K24. Appreciate you. I won 2K24, so I didn't have to pay for it. So shout out to him. I won this giveaway. And WrestleHolics appreciates you.
Yeah.
But man, so shout out to our sponsor, T&D Motorsports. Shout out to MVP Bowling Lanes. If you need to follow us on IG. Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on TikTok. For how long that will be. We just got the certified ban for the United States. So we don't know if that bill is going to pass yet. So follow us while you can.
Right.
Then also, man, just shout out to the Kaida Lounge. We're actually having a grand opening next month, so definitely love to see everybody there. Yeah, so this is the WrestleHolic Podcast. I'm Drew.
DZ Hendrix.
Manny T.
And we'll get back with you soon.